Today in Aqaba, Jordan, President Bush sat down with Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas to talk about bringing peace to their region. President Bush closed the summit with the words, "Great hope and change is coming to the Middle East." And the two prime ministers shook hands in public for the first time.
Notably absent from the proceedings, Palestinian President Yasser Arafat. He was forced to watch the summit on television from his home in the West Bank. News analyst Daniel Schor says that's a fitting reflection of Arafat's much-diminished role on the international stage.
On the shore of the Red Sea, the post-Arafat era can be said to have begun. The nationalist leader who could shock the world in 1974 by appearing before the United Nations Assembly with a gun holster seemed a distant memory as Arab television networks from Cairo to Qatar showed Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas in the place that Arafat once occupied at Arab League summits. Equally impressive was the image of Abbas making points for the Palestinians with President Bush, the conqueror of Iraq, and Prime Minister Sharon, hitherto the enemy. Arafat, in an interview with the Israeli newspaper Ma'ariv, denied trying to frustrate Abbas's plans. But it would be out of character for him not to resist marginalization by interfering with the coming negotiations. Abbas must still negotiate a ceasefire with Hamas and other militant groups. Arafat is said to control most of the Palestinian security forces. According to the New York Times, the Arab leaders agreed in Sharm el-Sheikh to send their financial aid directly to the Palestine Authority, whose finance minister is Salam Fayyad. He is a former official of the International Monetary Fund and is on good terms with the Bush administration. The leaders also agreed to cut off funding for groups involved in terrorism or corruption. The Bush administration can take some satisfaction from the sidelining of Arafat by the Arab leaders. It could also derive satisfaction from the dumping of Saddam Hussein. It is noteworthy that Arab leaders who had been loud in their denunciation of the invasion of Iraq were not speaking of that publicly on the shore of the Red Sea. It is as though both Yasser Arafat and Saddam Hussein belong to some past chapter in the history of the Middle East. Writing the next chapter will preoccupy the Bush administration for a long time to come. This is Daniel Schor.